Good day, nerds, and welcome to episode 168 of the Nerd Cantina Show. And I'm your host, Ken, joined by my co-host, Steve. And we're going to recap a little bit of the nerd news. We're going to begin in entertainment with the Spider-Man No Way Home trailer, our thoughts on What If, and then the latest comments from director Denis Villeneuve for Dune. After that, we'll jump into some tech news with the FTC's new filing of a complaint against Facebook. The State Department recently getting hit by a cyber attack, a massive electric vehicle recall, and a little bit of robot news. Lots to get to. Let's get started.
Calling back all nerds.
Nerds!
All right, and welcome to episode 168. Busy week in life. For Steve here, not such a busy week in entertainment.
Yeah, life kind of kicked me in the dick all weekend. for at least the last 7 days since the show aired till now of recording, I've just been pummeled on. But I see the light at the end of the tunnel. That meme that they shared in the cantina of the light at the end of the tunnel being Vader's lightsaber from Rogue One, that one touched my soul so much. I was just like, yep, that's about right. That's about right.
Yeah, well, we can go to some brighter news. This isn't your therapy session here, so we'll go ahead and just start with some entertainment.
Thanks for the love. That's my family, folks, just so you know.
Yeah.
Just so you all know, that's my family.
100%. So let's just jump into the news here. We got Spider-Man No Way Home trailer. Yeah, it says it was accidentally released or whatever else. I don't know how that happens. I don't know how that's a thing. I feel like it was on purpose, but the accidental release of the Spider-Man No Way Home trailer, I think it hit 10 million views on Twitter and YouTube in the first hour.
Yeah. So, but I don't know if they would fake leak it to create that buzz. Did it really need any more buzz? Hasn't everybody been dying for this trailer to come out? I don't think you could have or needed to generate more hype for a single movie trailer. I don't know. I have to believe that there are people out there that are just dicks and figure out how to release these things. Because it was all grainy and shit. So I think they got their hand forced on this one. I'm gonna ride with that. You can choose to believe what you want. I'm hopeful that somebody was like, "Fuck you, Disney."
Well, I like the meme that it was Scarlett Johansson sitting at her computer. Yeah. She's the one who did it. Yeah. She's still wrapping up this lawsuit and won't settle this out of court for Disney. But the trailer, like you said, it's probably the biggest hyped movie of this year. I'm interested by the trailer. The trailer looks phenomenal. Of course, the tie-in with all the old movies, it really being, we only get to see one character, but they definitely hint towards a lot joining into this movie.
Yeah, this is going to be interesting. The whole scene with Doctor Strange, I don't know, we could have the highest hopes, but this could be the total MCU jump the shark moment. if this goes horribly wrong, it could go Spider-Man jazz hands bad, and I just can't take another one of those. That was pure cringe in Marvel, and I just hope we avoid cringe.
What if the time jump or multiverse breaking or whatever else, whatever Doctor Strange is doing, just immediately drops them into the moment of the jazz hands of Spider-Man 3? What if that's just the intro into the multiverse?
So if Tom Holland Spider-Man falls on top of
and just takes him out.
I'll accept that. I'll let that ride. I don't know. I just with the way they're going to do the multiverse and everything they do now, and seeing how the banter between him and Doctor Strange was, and it's like Doctor Strange is a the Sorcerer Supreme, and you just let some shithead teenager fuck up an entire spell that can just discombobulate all of reality and humanity. Like, we're just playing these kinds of games. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, just in the trailer alone, you're just like, man, Doctor Strange just really don't give a fuck. Like, we just got half our population of the world back. Like, it wasn't that long ago that we just got everybody fucking back, and this dude's just gonna go in his garage and fuck with time and reality. Like, he don't give no fuck. Like, we just got this shit going again. I don't know. We'll see how they do this.
I am curious to see how they're going to do it. And, you know, the timing of this has to be after, like, WandaVision, right? Because that happened just immediately after the last one.
Yeah, so, it all depends on how far they want to jump, because, you know, Mysterio let it out of the bag. So are they going to do 1 year later? Are they going to do, like, it all? Who knows where they want to line this up in? But I hope they have a overall plan that's better than the way they ended Endgame.
Yeah, that's all I can hope for, is that at least this time travel one isn't so disconnected like what Endgame was, and to be weird. Just tell an interesting story. It looks good. I am interested to see how they're going to play into the multiverse, how they're going to bring in the classic villains. I'm so skeptical about how they're going to bring in the other Spider-Man. Like, I have zero faith that that's going to be done well. But hopefully it's just like a 2 second cameo and we forget that they ever existed again.
Yeah. Just like a quick cut scene and just on to the next one. Let's get back to the deeper.
As he's like tumbling through the multiverse, he just quickly sees, you know, Andrew Garfield or, you know, Tobey Maguire, and that's it.
Yeah.
No actual, like,
no interactions.
Banter between them or interaction or anything
like
that.
No need for corny writing. Just on to the next one. Let's get back to the plot.
Yeah. But in the end, I think you could tell the whole world's excited for it. Maybe this is the first one that's going to actually do well in the box office. It is releasing only in the theaters.
But it's not an experiment. Don't worry about it.
It's not an experiment. Nope. Only Asian leads get experiments. Tom Holland's a home run hit. So that's... That's apparently the stance that that people want to put on Disney there. But yeah, I think it's going to probably do well. I've got to assume, you know, unless things go pretty crazy again in the world and theaters start shutting down and stuff, this will probably be the first one that'll be, you know, multi-$100 million release.
Yeah, I think it'll definitely do new COVID record. Like, it's so weird that we got to like mark these benchmarks like BC and AD. Like, we have box office. We have like box office.
Is it before COVID and after Delta, or what is it? What are we going with on that one?
That's great. That's gold, Jerry. It's gold. I didn't even put together that the letters worked out like that. That's gold.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, I think all they've got to do is $100 million to set the record for AD. So let's see. I fucking love it. So let's see where it goes. I'm excited to see it. I might go to a theater. I don't know. I haven't done one of those in a long time. Maybe I'll actually go.
Man, Dune. It's coming.
I will see Dune.
If you don't, you fucked up. Like, I told you to see 1917 in a theater, and you're like, no, I'll wait. And then you see it on the little screen, and you're like, oh yeah, I should have probably went to the theater to see that.
I saw it on like the littlest screen. I watched it on a plane on my phone.
Oh my god, it's so horrible. Oh Jesus.
All right, but let's before we talk about Doom, we can stay in the Marvel side of things, and let's quickly get your thoughts on. You know, we got a couple what ifs out. A lot of people chattering about it in the Facebook group over there.
I mean,
what are your thoughts?
It's pretty quality. It's a lot of people are complaining that it feels a bit rushed. Like they are taking like the sums of movies you've seen and condensing
them.
They're
taking the makings of complete movies.
Yeah, like
you're throwing them in these.
You're just getting the meat and potatoes, man. Like that's all you get. Like they have to do a retelling of a story that they took 2 hours to tell and crunch it down into the animated form. So of course it's going to feel a little rushed when you like compare it to what you know is the source material, but you gotta take it for what it is. They're not going to do these episodic, you know what I mean? No one's going to tune in for a 3-part, you know, Peggy Carter fucking what if. Like, one is good. Like, okay, I enjoyed it.
We would all tune in. That's no. You put it on Disney Plus, we're gonna watch it. But I the animation styles pretty great. Obviously, it's cool to hear the voices come through. The second one, the Star-Lord one, it's just cool to see the telling, hey, you know, throw in T'Challa's, you know, his character, get him out there in a odd format. It's kind of an interesting concept that, you know, if he somehow got snatched instead and essentially turns him into the Guardians into a nonprofit organization. it's kind of cool.
No, like the I think the show has a lot of potential, and I don't think people should hold it up to like any other standard. This is its own thing, and if you don't like it, you don't like it. If you want more, you know, a longer story or and more depth, then I don't know what to tell you, man. Like it's a goddamn what if. Like just take it. Like they would do these what ifs in single comic issues. You know what I mean? Like it'd be a one off one issue. You told the whole story in one fucking comic. You get one animated show. Like take it. Be happy. They didn't have to do it.
Yeah, no, I've been impressed with the quality of them. I figured that they would be pretty solid, but they're actually longer than I thought they were going to be. I think they tell a pretty decent story so far. So interested to see the rest of them as they continue to roll out.
And like they don't really have to do it drawn out because you know the original story. Like why do you need all the fluff? Yeah. Like you
and
know,
I don't need the character development. I don't need any of that stuff. Like we know the people, we know
fluff.
The characters.
Yeah. Like just get to it. Tell me how it goes.
Yeah. Tell us what the difference is and what the outcome is. That's really what we're looking for here. But all right, let's get out of Marvel talk and let's go with my most anticipated movie, and that's Dune. And we start to get a little bit of, you know, some a little bit of hype coming through. Still, you know, Denis Villeneuve is quite upset about the commitment that they were still making to releasing this in HBO Max.
It is kind of bogus. I'm sorry, it's bogus. Like this is such a big movie. Like it's such a middle finger to the fucking to everybody that worked on the film. I think
I don't have his comment in front of me, but didn't he say something about like them releasing his movie in HBO Max is like releasing a speedboat in a bathtub?
Yeah,
like you're just
it was some crazy, like, yeah, it was some analogy like that. I do remember reading it, and yeah, it really kind of is like you need, like, these films are envisioned in that kind of like immersive setting, you know, like unless you got a baller ass house, like most people are watching this on anywhere from a 47 to 55 inch fucking screen in their living room with shitty lighting, kids probably screaming somewhere, you know, and if you got kids and they finally went to bed, you're falling asleep at like an hour 45. Like we all know about that life is. So like get your lazy ass up, get a sitter, go to the fucking movie. I'm such a fan of the movie theater experience that I can't justify seeing these at home. Like, yeah, you want to watch Free Guy at home? I don't blame you, bro. I don't blame you. Okay, watch Free Guy at home.
I fully intend on this will be the first one that I go to the theater for. Just looking forward, really looking forward to this movie. It looks like they're going to do it right. And then we got the runtime, which was released, which is going to be 2 hours and 35 minutes. Some people are saying that that's long.
To me, it feels short.
That's what you need. Let's feel short.
Exactly. Give me 3:15. It really does. Give me 3:15. I'll take it. I'll eat it all up.
Yeah.
Give me the Peter Jackson version. Uber director's cut.
Yeah. Well, the director, he specifically said that, oh, they've got a lot of film. He filmed a ton. And he says that he could have released a 10-hour movie. But in the end, he cut it down to the 2 hours and 35 minutes that he wants. And he says that he's never done a director's cut on any movie he's ever done before. And he's not doing one for this. So this is what you get. Like the 2 hours and 35 minutes he cut it down to is the movie he wants displayed. So there will be nothing else if you believe what he says in the end. I don't know.
Till HBO releases the extended cut on fucking on HBO Max. And they say, fuck, dude. Like, because, you know, that's definitely a possibility.
But yeah, look, in the end, it's one of the best sci-fi stories out there. And looking forward to seeing how they did this in these gigantic sets they did, the real kind of immersive way that he filmed this movie.
Yeah, a lot of these are starting to, like, come to fruition and like these big stories. I want to say they just released like a picture of the Wheel of Time cast.
Oh yeah, they did.
You know, and they just released the first pictures of the Cowboy Bebop. Like man, whole bunch of dope ass nerd shit's coming out, man. It's gonna be a fucking great time.
That's right, though. The Lord of the Rings TV show is still, like, pushed out to, like, 2024. I know. So that's never happening.
Yeah. Because they're too busy shooting Bezos up in dicks to fucking finish rapping on it.
So, we'll have something come out in 2024 because we'll be waiting for that one forever.
Yeah.
But, all right, let's move on. No more entertainment. Let's dig into a couple stories here in the tech space. First one being the FTC has filed a new complaint against Facebook. Now, this follows up. We talked about it a couple months ago with the June FTC complaint being thrown out by the judge and then them being told, like, well, make a stronger case and come back. Well, now the FTC has come back with what they think is a stronger case.
Yep.
They took their filing from 53 pages of documents on their accusations and filings against Facebook to 80. So I guess by sheer paper volume, it's stronger, maybe. I don't know. In the end, it sounds like the arguments are all the same. The arguments originally were that Facebook is operating like a monopoly. Their anti-competitive behavior, specifically in the purchasing of Instagram and WhatsApp. This filing, it's longer, but it's essentially the same thing. Although one of my favorite quotes coming out of it is that the FTC has just outright stated that Facebook, just due to the fact that they are bad at business, they bought these companies because they couldn't figure out a way to compete. And they're probably not wrong.
I mean, that's been the major complaint about Facebook for almost a decade now. Like they try to do their own versions of a few things. And once they realized that they couldn't do them better than what everybody else was doing, they just started buying them. Like at one point, I want to say, I think it was when Instagram started, like, when did they buy Instagram? Because I'm trying to think. I think I remember Instagram doing a new rollout with like a feature and Facebook tried to copy it. And then, you know, some odd months later, they just bought Instagram. And yeah. It was like.
And that's what the FTC filing shows. It shows the numbers that at the time that that Facebook bought Instagram, Facebook was losing the mobile market. And Facebook's smart enough to know that mobile was the future of how people just digest, you know, the internet and social media. So Facebook had the huge market share on the computer. Instagram was stealing the market share. They were starting to tip the market share towards them on mobile devices. And then that was pretty much the time that Facebook bought them. Same thing with WhatsApp as far as gaining dominance in the messaging services.
Yeah, because they separated services. The messenger from Facebook and made it its own app. Like that was a big thing they tried to do, and a lot of people just didn't even want to. They're like, no, I'm straight. I don't need private messages on Facebook. I just won't download Messenger. And everybody was using WhatsApp, so yeah, they just bought. Okay, cool. You don't want to send your messages through us? We got you. We got a backdoor on that.
Yeah, so, you know, the FTC is not wrong. In the end, it's where were you, FTC, when you authorized the purchase of these companies?
Like, yeah,
that went through your process. That went through you when these deals went down. You, in the end, okayed them. So,
well, that's the sad thing about these government entities being administratively, you know, partisan. You know, that every time we get a new administration in, they put their new heads in. So like Obama's FTC wasn't Trump's FTC, isn't Biden's FTC, like everyone, you know. So it's like, where were you when you were supposed to stop these things? Oh, that wasn't us FTC, that was them FTC, they didn't do their job. And it's just like these governments, these things are supposed to run bipartisan. Just focus on your job at hand, and instead, like, yeah, we just get every 4 years. It's a new government entity, essentially, just the same building.
Yeah, but I will say that the, you know, you talk about the new administration people. Well, Lina Khan, you know, the young, what was she like, 33 years old, as the FTC chair.
I wonder what her nickname is in like the boardrooms, like the people, like in the lawyers that they have to go up against. Like, you know, they got some kind of nickname for her. Too young and too fiery for them not to be like, oh, we got to go up against insert slightly offensive nickname.
for sure. And I'm trying to think of a good insult for her right now, and I'll keep them to myself.
I'm not putting that out in the world. I'm not putting that out in the world. You ain't canceling me. You can get me on that. I'm no dummy.
But yeah, so Lina Khan, she was upheld by this court. So they still haven't taken up this as a case yet. It's still going to go through the process to see whether it's going to actually go through the federal judicial process. But Lina Khan, who Facebook was trying to force her to recuse herself out of the case because she has been so vocal in her graduate education days, talking about how much she hates Facebook and Amazon and writing, you know, her doctoral thesis and stuff like that against these big tech companies. They're saying that she's too biased. Tried to get her to recuse herself, tried to force her to be recused. And the judge said, no, this is going to go to federal court. They're going to make sure that it's impartial. I don't need the FTC chairperson to be impartial here.
Well, and it's like, you could make that case. Like, how is anybody going to be impartial about Facebook? Like, it's got like 180 million users. Like, everybody's on Facebook. Everybody knows what Facebook does. Everybody talks about Facebook. Like, really, how are you ever going to get an impartial? Like, nobody's going to walk on that jury or be involved in that case that doesn't have some sort of opinion about what Facebook does or and how they operate and their place in society. Like, just get over it, bro. Like, you're not going to win this one. And now that I think about it, I'm really upset because, you know, every dude in that boardroom just has William Shatner gifts floating around. Con!
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Like, either they are using it or like that's what she signs off all her emails to them with is like sincerely. And it's just the GIF right at the bottom. Oh, no.
She signs off all of her emails with Zuckerberg on his hoverboard with the American flag. Every email, that's 100% what she signs off with.
Oh, man. Throw the Hogan song on in the background and you got a winner.
All right. Let's move out of Facebook news here. And real quick story, just I guess the State Department was just hit by a cyber attack. No real details coming out. I'm sure we'll talk about it more next week. This is a little fresh. But yeah, State Department was hit by what they're just stating is a possible serious breach for the Department of Defense Cyber Command. And I don't know, I tend to think if the Cyber Command's admitting that they had a possible serious breach, it's a real bad breach,
it's
right?
Bad.
Like it's something, it's real it's bad. Something that they can't cover up at this point.
And it's like, you know, we do the story where they get hacked for all the Bitcoin, all the crypto, and then they offer the dude a job so like you could be, you know, the head of security. It's how is our government not hiring the best and brightest of these motherfuckers to not allow this to happen? Like, either that or we just have so many dumbass Susans working in federal jobs that it's just bound to be the weakest link. Like somebody in an office at some point last week was just like, Susan, did you answer that phone call? Did you give them your password? But they said my replacement was on its way and IT needed my password for to get in to do some cleaning. Like, God damn it, Susan.
Yeah, but the fact that they announced that they were hit by the cyber attack, they said that they won't release yet the scope and severity of the attack. So again, we'll see if that gets expanded out upon here in the future, and we'll rehash this topic here in the somewhere, hopefully in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, it'll take a while for this to go, because you know it's all going to be tight lips around this whole fucking thing. Nobody's going to want to admit their fault, and somebody's head's going to roll. That's for sure.
But speaking of people to blame and heads rolling, we can talk about a major tech story here with the GM recalls that every single Chevy Bolt, which I was surprised to find out that was like 33,000. I don't think I've ever heard of anybody driving a Chevy Bolt. No, sorry, 73,000 Chevy Bolts have been made, but all of them have been recalled due to the fact that they just catch fire. So faulty batteries, they had at least five just like spontaneously caught fire, not even in an accident. They just lit up. Another 10 of them, I think, caught on fire with some kind of accident or something involved. I'm assuming since they broke that number out differently. And they've been doing these recalls since 2019. but slowly with only certain models. And this last week, they had to make the decision to recall every single Chevy Bolt that has ever been made. And they're blaming it. Again, heads need to roll. And they are blaming it on LG and a faulty battery that LG has built.
I mean, I got a bunch of LG shit in my house. I'm actually a fan of LG, so I'm waiting for LG's response to this. This is a pretty fresh story. I don't think LG's come out and made a rebuttal yet. But I mean, as a car owner,
LG doesn't only make batteries for the Chevy Bolt. Like, if the LG is making defective batteries, like, what's the chance that the batteries that they're putting in Fords and Hyundais and BMWs, other which they provide batteries for all of them, what's the chance that they're making those batteries any differently?
I mean, but it's, you bought a Chevy Bolt. you bought a Chevy Bolt. Like, did you not kind of like ask for this? Like you bought a horrible looking and running car. Like, they're
nah, it's just as good as a Tesla. Same thing. Yeah. Same thing.
Yeah. I don't think so.
Yeah. Well, in the end, you know, if somebody's listening to this and you have a Chevy Bolt, I'm sorry.
Run! Turn off the car! Run!
you should have definitely done better. But go ahead and drop that thing off and never pick it back up.
Just turn the car off and run right now. Like, it is such, you always hear the car companies recalling a certain number, but it's never, I don't think I've ever heard them.
It's never every single one.
Like, every, it's like the models, you know, LSs have this faulty blah, blah, blah. Like, we need to, you know, come back. Like, no, they're just like, you know what? Fuck it. Bring them all back. We're going to start from scratch. Because, you know, they can't, like, refurbish them with different batteries and put them back on the street. Ain't nobody buying anything named Bolt ever again. Like, they're going to have to rebrand this whole fucking car.
I'm sure Chevy's just really happy at this point in time that their car completely underperformed and barely sold. It makes this recall a whole lot easier.
But they were screaming at salesmen for months, and then all of a sudden they're like, whoo. Well, I guess that worked out well for us in the end.
All right, well, let's move on to we got two stories here left. Last one, really in kind of tech. It's just an interesting story in the sense that Samsung apparently can remotely just brick your entire TV. And the reason why this was found out is because apparently, like, an entire shipment of Samsung TVs were stolen in South Africa, and they completely looted a shipping container, completely looted in South Africa, and then Samsung just completely bricked all of these smart TVs. They have a remote function into every TV they make that they can just turn it off and kill it permanently.
I mean, wasn't this the fear that, like, we had when we started talking about smart TVs and everything? Is like, they can turn on the cameras. They probably got microphones in them. Like, this is like some Snowden shit right here. Like,
yeah.
Like, why he smashes TVs and cell phones anytime he gets one.
Yeah. So this is one of those those interesting things is, you know, because of some South African theft, we now know that they've at least put in a back door into every TV that allows them to control it to some degree to shut it down. Yeah. So what else are people doing here? What other things are getting put in these TVs? What preloaded products and preloaded, you know,
well, my thought is,
are in,
like,
these systems?
Like, did they hook the TV up to their Wi-Fi? Like, how? You know what I mean? Like, I don't know the real grimy details on this.
I would really hope so, because if not, then that's even weirder, right?
That's what I'm saying. That'd be really creepy of, like, you didn't even hook up the TV to the internet, so it doesn't even know. Because, like, you don't have to hook up your Wi-Fi settings. Like, you just, you know, so were that many people dumb enough to, like, type in the email registry and, like, connect to their Wi-Fi?
Well, and the interesting thing is the people who are going to find out about this, they're not the dudes who stole it from that container.
It's the dude,
right?
Who
it's
bought
gonna
it.
It's
going to
be that South African that bought it in the market and takes it home to set up a brick TV. So you're not punishing the actual people who stole these things.
I just almost said some ignorant shit and I had to pull myself back.
Well, that's two moments of self-control out of Steve today. We don't normally get those.
Well, the minute you said, like, the dude, the South African who bought it off the truck, I was like, and had to carry it home on his head. Like, I was like, wait a minute. No, they got plenty of trucks, and they'd be driving in South Africa.
I'm glad you still unwound into your inappropriate comment.
Oh, it wasn't bad. It just shows how ignorant my brain is at times. I don't think globally.
But yeah, to get back to the main reason why I cared about this, it's just interesting. It's interesting to find out what they have built into these TVs. You got to assume if Samsung's doing it, everybody else is doing something similar. Some way, some capability that they have to reach back into your device once it's on the internet or whatever to gain some level of control, to brick it. To
me, this just shows whatever. Why we need data privacy laws and data rights. Like, because you know they're only doing it for the data. It's all about the data. Like, so there's probably for sure a hidden mic, a hidden camera, all kinds of connectivity. Like, and I'm no better. I got Google devices all over my fucking house. Like, like I just moved into my new house. One of the first things I did was install the Nest and all the Nest cameras and all the fucking like Google hubs and everything. And that motherfucker's listening to the show right now. You know it is. It's fucking 10 feet from me. I see you, motherfucker. I see you looking at me.
I'm just glad somebody's listening. Come
on. You know, so like as much as we talk about this data intrusion and everything like that, like we're all just rubes. We're still gonna buy them. We're still gonna use them. Like, and we're just gonna keep hoping that somebody gives a fuck enough to do the dirty work for us and protect our rights or give me monies for it. I don't even care if you take it. Just give me monies.
Yeah. Well, all right. Let's take us into the last and the best story of the week. And that's apparently Elon at Tesla Day. Just decided to announce the Tesla humanoid bot as a thing. And did you see? Have you come across the actual like announcement?
Yeah, I've watched a few things on it. Yes,
the dancing dude some poor employee who put on the fake Tesla bot suit to go up on stage and like full on. Really, they didn't even hire like a real dancer. You could tell, but like, and just go like Charlie Chaplin in it up on the stage in this weird, awkward robot suit. It's one of the worst things ever.
I feel like somewhere there was like this line of just the most shameful jobs, and the last two dudes were in line, and it was like Tesla robot suit or, you know, like sign twirler outside of a goddamn mattress factory, and like some dude ran up to the sign twirler and the last dude was just like, god damn it, starts putting on the fucking leggings like, son of a bitch, now get out there and dance, monkey. Oh, I don't know why but I was
like legitimately most offended, not by the guy wearing the suit, but by the fact that he wasn't a good dancer. Like, like the fact that I didn't get like a solid head spin.
You just get some random intern and put him out there. Like you couldn't got somebody from America's Got Talent to get up there and really get down on it, motherfuckers. Like, you ain't got the budget.
Yeah, I think that was the most offensive of the entire thing. I don't really care about that person's dignity. I just want my 30 seconds back.
And this is also just like another, like, what the fuck does this dude, one, you don't figure he has any spare time, right? Like, you just have to assume dude has no spare time. He is just running at full.
But at the same point, you kind of assume that like he's partially like coding this robot himself, right?
That's like, what I'm saying. Like, he's got to have full capacity of time spent in the day. How do you do it? Like, he drills holes in, like, if you list all the things that this dude has done, or at least started, and then like handed it off to other people, like, he's just creating footballs to hand off to everybody. Like, I'm going to make these holes in the earth that take cars really fast to other places, and starts it. And then it's just like, oh, I'll hire like a bunch of smart people here. You guys run with this one. Now I'm going to shoot rockets in the air. Yeah. Then I'm going to do fucking internet. Then I'm going to put fucking microchips in people's fucking heads. And now I'm going to make robot butlers.
And he said he's going to have it by next year is the target. So we'll see. There's no way they're hitting that target.
Yeah, well, I refuse to believe it. There's also supposed to be Tesla trucks on the road by now. So
that's what I'm saying. Like, I refuse to believe it. We were talking last year about them cracking the windshields on bulletproof glass on Tesla trucks.
My buddy pre-ordered one. He's salty right now. He is really salty because he should have had his Tesla truck, I think, in the next, like, I think it was supposed to be like right around now. And yeah, he's sitting on his deposit waiting for the day that they say they're going to ship him out.
Well, he could shift his deposit over to the Tesla bot now and see what works there. But yeah, no, that's it's going to be interesting if that ever becomes a thing. But if you haven't seen the Tesla bot dancing awkward press announcement by Elon,
I mean, we just did the story on the Boston Dynamic robots, and they did better than that dude.
Oh yeah, 100%.
I would way rather see the Boston Dynamic robots doing parkour than that poor goddamn schmuck. Like, it was so bad. Oh, any dignity he had left in his soul died that day on that stage.
Well, I think that takes us through a week of news this here episode 168.
Yeah, in the vastness of space, nothing really happened.
Nope, nothing on our radar. So
usually we try to squeeze out some kind of space thing out of our ass to round it out for our three topics. And yeah, I think this is the first time in a long time we just couldn't find shit. Like, everybody turned their back on outer space this week. All the rich people took a week off. It's their time in the Hamptons.
But as always, we'll just thank you for listening. Go do things, that we'd appreciate. Share it with somebody. I don't know. Hit a like button. Do something that helps us to grow the audience. But at a minimum, just keep having conversations over at thenerdcantina.com/4/community. That'll take you over to the community page, or find us over on Facebook and join the group over there. That's where the best conversations in the nerd groups are happening.
Yep. I will have hopefully my life together by next week. and I will be in a much better mood at the start of the show.
All right. Well, until then, talk to you later, nerds.
See ya.